Hello and welcome to Nerdy Last Week. I'm your host, Short Nerdy Guy. Hope you've been having a great week. Thanksgiving is in 2 weeks. Holy crap. What has happened? It seems like the summer is very long, and then all of a sudden October 31st hits, and then bam, it's already Christmas time. But that's not what I'm here to talk about. That's what you're not here to listen to. So, we all know, right now, if we're not doing it, watching, A, or either A, watching something for Disney Plus, or B, trying to figure out what to watch for Disney Plus, because, oh boy, that hit Monday night, sooner than all the outlets, including me, told you about. They said that they were not going to launch it until 3 in the morning West Coast and then 9 in the morning East Coast. No, I got my Disney Plus at 11:45 and was at home by 12:15 watching Robin Hood, the Fox Robin Hood. So, let's get to the first story. Disney Plus, within 2 days, hit 10 million subscribers. 10 million subscribers within 2 days. That is ridiculous, and holy crap. Although, look, I'm going to tell you right now, I would say at least 21 shows on my watch list that I'm getting through. The first day I was watching it, I basically watched an episode of each Disney afternoon show. Then saw like the documentaries for Marvel. Obviously watched the first episode of Mandalorian. I loved it. I can't believe we have a spaghetti western in the Star Wars universe with a Mandalorian as like the cowboy Lone Ranger type guy. It's amazing. And we'll get to that in a couple minutes because I got two episodes to talk about. First one and second one, because the second one came out today. But no, let me give you a little more of the news and then we'll go straight into the Mandalorian because... Oh, and Titans, because basically that's all that's been out this week. CW took a break to get ready. They're getting more ready for Crisis on Infinite Earths. We're getting more trailers, more teases, and we're getting a lot. So December 8th is going to hit like wildfire, and it's going to be fantastic. So, pardon me. All right, so. Google Stadia is coming out on Monday, and guess what? It's not doing so hot already out the gate. They've released a lineup of games that are maybe 2 to 3 years old, and people have already played them and beaten them, and then played them again with the added bonuses on top of them. The wireless controller is not going to be wireless. It's going to be... a cord controller, and also they're going to ship out the Google Stadia Founders Edition box kits and the orders that they receive them. So if you were not day one pre-order within like 2 hours, you're not getting yours for a while. Within the 2 weeks of November, yeah, you're not getting yours for a while. Also, all of the stuff that they have promised within the press conferences that they'd had twice, all that stuff's not really coming into fruition right now. So, a lot of video game news outlets like Kinda Funny and Inside Gaming and those are the only two that I watch. So those two were talking about that it's based, we're finding out that Google Stadia is a beta. So you basically paid a, if you got it, you basically paid $150 for a beta. So whoever has it, good luck. Hope you have a great time with it, because right now it doesn't look good for Google Stadia. All right, let's see here. New Sonic trailer came out. Looks way better. I don't know why they didn't do this in the first place. This Sonic looks like the comic book and the video game and the TV show Sonic. The story, it seems like it's been rewritten a little bit. The director and the people that worked on Sonic have told the internet, thank you for your kinder words on this go around. So, I don't know. The story still, the movies, it looks awesome, but the storyline still probably looks like garbage. But we'll have to wait and see until February 14th, 2020, guys. Also, 2020 is coming faster than I thought it would. As soon as Disney Plus hit, Gargoyles was immediately trending on Twitter after the launch of Disney Plus. No surprise there. Let's see here. Speaking of Disney Plus, Netflix is getting real nervous. At least to me, this is what I'm seeing, is that Netflix has already greenlit Witcher 2, the season 2, already before season 1 is even supposed to be coming out. I think that's not a smart idea, but also at the same time, that's a panic, I think a panic move, because with already 10 million people subscribed to Disney Plus, that's making Netflix a little worrisome. Also, Netflix is also in deals with Nickelodeon to take the Nickelodeon library from the 90s. And why, when I say the 90s, I mean all the stuff that I used to watch. They're going to take all that stuff and they're going to kind of expand those characters' universe a little more and see if that can get more people to come back to Netflix. Again, another thing that I don't know if is it gonna be viable or is it gonna work? When's it coming out? What are the franchises from Nickelodeon you're gonna do? There's a lot of variables you have to think about. Are we getting, are you going to reboot Pete and Pete? Because they've already done that once in the early 2000s. And it wasn't, it didn't work out very well. Ren and Stimpy, no, it was an MTV thing. I don't know. I'm worrisome because they're gonna take all the stuff and all this Nickelodeon stuff and try to throw it on the Netflix and go, "Do you like us now?" Kind of thing. Because Disney Plus is just firing on all cylinders right now, so. Also, if you were born in the 80s and you're aware of Eddie Murphy's movies of Beverly Hills Cops 1, 2, and 3, they're making a fourth one and it's going to come straight to Netflix again. Right now, I see in my head, I see Disney Plus as Last Jedi, Luke Skywalker. And then Netflix as Kylo Ren and telling him to fire everything because they're panicking. So they're shooting out all these, they're signing all these deals and they're shooting out all these deals so they can, not. I think Netflix doesn't want to lose more people, but I mean, I don't know. Right now I'm watching the new season of The Toys That Made Us, which brought me, which, you know, I love because they're talking about the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, talking about the Power Rangers, and they're talking about the wrestling, how wrestling action figures became cool, and My Little Pony. So that's what's keeping my subscription to Netflix up right now. Will I keep it for when The Witcher comes around? Who knows? All right, and then one more. Oh, the Black Adam movie has a release date, guys. The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, is going to be the Adam, Black Adam, and hit theaters December 2021. So we only have 2 years to see this movie. So let's see where DCEU is by that time. Also, Mark Wahlberg is in talks to playing Sully in the Uncharted movie. I don't know about that. Tom Holland, okay, if you're doing a prequel series to Nathan Drake, okay, Tom Holland. But Mark Wahlberg is as a what? As an early Sully? I don't know. We'll still have to see. There's not very many, much many. Ooh, you know, it's the coffee. I need to drink some water. Hang on. There's not a lot of talks about the Uncharted movie. There's no post-production or pre-production going on that I've heard. So let's see how that works out later on. All right. Now, two. I'm trying to see here. Should I go straight into Mandalorian and then end with Titans? Or should I talk about Titans and then end with Mandalorian? Well, there's two episodes of Mandalorian, so I think I'll start with Mandalorian and end with Titans. All right. So, Mandalorian is a show on Disney Plus. It is about, you can guess by the name, a Mandalorian from the Star Wars universe. And I believe this show takes place between 7 or 6 and 7. So when the Republic, when the Republic, not the Republic, when the Empire has died, and slowly but surely the new regime is being built. So let's get into this okay, so the pilot. So here's what they did. So First Order is what the regime I was talking about. So the pilot aired on Tuesday, the 12th of November, and then the second chapter aired today on the 15th of November. But from here on out, we're getting an episode every Friday on Disney Plus. So don't go to Disney Plus on Tuesday expecting another episode of The Mandalorian. They're going week to week, and so on every Friday we'll get an episode of a new episode of The Mandalorian. So see here. All right, so synopsis. Well, the summary says that the traveler of a long gunfighting in the outreaches of the galaxy, far from the authority of the New Republic, after the story of Jango Fett and Boba Fett, another warrior emerges in the Star Wars universe. The Mandalorian is set after the fall of the Empire, like I said, and before the engagement of the First Order. We follow the travelers of a lone gunman in the outer reaches of the galaxy, far from the authority of the New Republic. So in this episode, we already have, it starts out with the bounty hunter, the Mandalorian. He has a tracker in his hand, and he goes to this bar where, you know, there's a whole bunch of just bounty hunters. It's a bounty hunter bar, and these two bounty hunters are messing with this blue fish guy, And, they're pushing him and all this stuff. And he's like, here, I got some, here's some credits. Take them. And the guy was like, sure, I'll take you. He's like, I don't want your credits. You're worth more than what you got. And, he says, we'll be back. Because they spotted the Mandalorian come in. The two guys go over to the Mandalorian. One of them just looks at him and, give him the stink eye, talks him some trash. And right out the gate, the Mandalorian and those two guys, they fight. He kills one of them. And then he notices that the other guy was leaving. And the Mandalorian shoots his grappling hook and pulls the guy in as the door is doing this circle close thing, pulls out his blaster and kills the guy, and then the door cuts them in half. And the Mandalorian walks up to the Bluefish guy, and the Bluefish guy's like, oh, I'm so thankful, blah, blah, blah. Thank you, how could I thank you? Puts up a bounty puck, and his face pops up, and get that classic comedy bit of, oh, you didn't save me. You're here to capture me. Takes him to the ship. The guy is talking the entire time on the way to the ship. And as they get to the ship, he's in cuffs. He's in this passenger seat. Mandalorian's starting his ship up. The guy's still talking, offering money, asking how much is his bounty. Hey, I need to use the bathroom. So the guy climbs down the stairs. We see how people in the Star Wars universe use the bathroom on their ship. And then he's still talking to the Mandalorian, making it seem like he's in the bathroom and talking about this, like this bowel movement ritual that species. There it is. How his species release himself. And then he finds just, how when you go to Lowe's or Home Depot and you're looking at the carpet samples and they're all hanging there and it's like, oh, this is the, this is the more, not carpet samples, but the fake wood samples. So it's like, oh, this is the vinyl oak, and this is the vinyl cherry wood, and this is the vinyl cedar. The poster type style thing. Well, the blue fish guy notices that this bounty hunter has at least five guys in carbonite just hanging there like poster type curtains, and he's looking and he's going, oh crap. And so he's trying to offer, he's shouting, he's offering money and everything, right? And as he, turns, he's trying to see if he can find a weapon or something. And he hits the wrong button and he looks. And the bounty hunter's like, no. And so he just smashes the bounty hunter in this portable carbonite freezer, which is very convenient if you're a bounty hunter. And freezes him and then hangs him up. Next is the sixth one into his carbonite rack, which is a crazy thing to have. It goes into the Western style type Mandalorian logo. Mandalorian goes to a bigger city. Goes to the bar. Goes to the Mandalorian bar and drop off bounties. So essentially like a sheriff's office, but it's for the bounty Mandalorians. Puts all the trackers on the table, puts all the bounty pucks on the table, and is waiting for his money. Guy gives him the money, but as he's about to give him the money, he's like, hey, I do have some other bounties. One bounty, because the other bounty he was offering him wasn't going to pay for the fuel. So the Mandalorian was like, psh, I'll take myself elsewhere. It's like, I'll wait. gives him this one bounty, but it's a face to face. And, you know, I can't give you too much information on it right now because this guy is very secretive. And here's the coordinates. Mandalorian punches the coordinates in, takes off again, flies. Well, he doesn't fly. It's in the city, so he's walking, finds this place, walks in, opens the blast door, and finds out that there's about 5 stormtroopers with all their armor all beat up, and they're not white anymore. It's from the sand. It's brown, and there's this guy wearing this old Empire medal and a cape, and he's just sitting there, and he's like, I hear you're the best in the business. I need you to grab something on this far-off planet, and I need you to bring it back to me. I need you to bring this asset back to me. And as he's talking about this, this scientist comes back, and he's, I don't know what he was doing, but he made the Mandalorian on edge, and Mandalorian pulls out his huge rifle and his blaster, and he's holding it against 2 stormtroopers. The other stormtroopers are, like, holding theirs, and the guy is like, hey, put your guns down. You won't make it out of here alive. Or, let's not murder. Let's talk. And then the stormtroopers are like, we're outnumber you 5-1. And, Mandalorian's like, I like those odds. So, basically, this Empire guy says, hey, do you want this job or not? And the guy's like, yeah. So, he said he hands him the coordinates to where this thing is. Puts all this money down, or credits, and then puts down this rare Empire brick that is supposedly money in the old Empire's currency. He says, "I'll give you this now, and then when you come back, I'll give you the rest later." Mandalorian walks out, walks back to one of the Mandalorian safe havens, if you will, gives this armor-building lady, she melts down the Empire metal, makes it into a shoulder piece, and he puts it on his shoulder. It's a nice sterling silver. Then the guy takes off, lands on the planet and is trying to locate it, and finds out that he's already gotten like not really attacked, but he's out there now, and there's these little hopping squish type monsters that come after him, and then all of a sudden Nick Nolte pops up out of nowhere as this creature. He's voiced by Nick Nolte, but he's this super good mechanic type guy, and takes him to his ranch, and he tells him he has to learn how to ride these in order to get to where they need to go. Spends a good 5-10 minutes trying to ride these things, keeps falling off, and then the guy is just like, listen, you need to, be calm and learn how to ride these things or we can't go. And it's like, you're a Mandalorian. I have spoke. So the Mandalorian, somehow does this force thing where he touches the creature. The creature realizes he's not a threat, lets him ride. They head out to the spot where the coordinates are, which a lot of people have said, why didn't he just fly his ship to that coordinates? I understand. I asked that too, but I also understand that he wants to be stealthy and not just pop out of his ship guns a-blazing, so I get that part. He looks, they're on a hillside, he looks with a scope, like an old ship scope, to see how many, scout out how many other thieves are out there. He asks the Nick Nolte character why he's helping him, and the Nick Nolte character is like, "Yo, this used to be a peaceful place until all these bounty hunters were came and started disturbing, and no one has ever gotten the bounty yet. So, I figured you're a Mandalorian, you'll be able to get it, and then I'll go back to having peace. Now go. I have spoken." He starts going, and he as he's gets a little bit closer, he scouts some more, and he finds that there's a bounty droid, and he didn't like that very much. So the bounty droid literally just goes in and just starts demanding things from the other bounty hunters and starts firing at people and shoots at the Mandalorian, but before the Mandalorian could get out, "Wait, I'm a Mandalorian," he gets shot in the chest, and then the Mandalorian gets up and is like, "Wait, I'm part of the guild. Ugh, we can, if we work together, we can kill all these guys, and then we can split the bounty reward." Robot agrees. Then once the robot stops firing, he's just all of a sudden more and more of these not Mandalorian bounty hunters, but like bounty hunters come out and start just like blasting the robot and blasting the pillar that the Mandalorian is at. And the robot gets blasted, and he's asking the Mandalorian, "Should I go into self-destruct sequence?" Big like little grenade bomb pops out of his chest, and he's like, "No, that's not the time to do that. Let's no. Can we not do that, please? Please don't." And he's talking the robot down. As he's doing that, he's taking out all the bad guys. And once they've both taken out all of the bad guys, the robot goes, "Oh, okay, we're fine. We won't die." Puts the bomb back in his chest. They go into the place where the tracking system has been beeping. It's this egg-shaped thing. The Mandalorian opens it, and guess what they find? They find a baby Yoda. I was like, "Wait, what's going on? That's a baby Yoda. What?" Because last time I checked, Yoda died in Empire. So where did this Yoda come from? Kind of thing. Excuse me. Sorry. Yawn there. Then the robot, the bounty hunter droid, is about to kill it. And all of a sudden, you see it hit the ground with a hole in its head. And, obviously the bounty hunter shot him. And then that's the first episode. Now, a lot of questions there. Where did this baby Yoda come from? It makes sense that the old guy, the old Empire guy, wanted to do a face-to-face, called it an asset, and not its real name. And also, that makes sense why everyone else is after it and can't get to it. So many questions, first of all. That's the three of them. It's nice because this show is, yes, it started off a little bit slow, but that's what I think. I've seen a lot of Westerns, and so that's how Westerns, if that makes any sense, start. They start slow, and they start building up until, you hit the climax, and then you're glad you watched it. So, that was amazing. Second episode is where we leave off. It, is where the Mandalorian has computed the egg to his wrist computer, and so every time he, punches in coordinates and he waves his hand, the pod will go with him. So we find the Mandalorian walking through the canyons with the pod, trying to make it back to his ship. Mandalorian notices that he's not alone, and there's people in hiding waiting for him. And as soon as he pulls out his blaster, they're not sand people. They didn't look. No, were there? I believe there were sand people that came after him and knocking his blaster away and was fighting the Mandalorian back and forth, back and forth. Mandalorian pulls out his rifle and stuns two of them. And one of them tries to go after the pod. Mandalorian waves his hand, moves the pod away, and then vaporizes the last one. Keeps walking. Walking, gets to a ship and finds that the Jawas are just about to leave because they're leaving after they had stripped his entire ship bone dry. So he runs after the Jawas to try to get his parts back. He climbs up the ship. He gets on the ship and he tries to hide himself. That doesn't work the first time. Gets back up, tries to hide himself again. That doesn't work because the Jawas have hidden doors that they can open. He's trying to climb up to the top so he can take over the ship and get his parts back. So each time the Jawas are opening up a door on the ship, they would either A, stun him, or they were just throwing parts at him. And he finally shot his grappling hook, and it's climbing up like Batman and Robin in the 60s. But while that's happening, the trap doors are opening, and he grabs Jawas, and he throws them to the ground. And he keeps going up and up and up until he finally gets to the top where there's a crowd of Jawas, and he's about to blast them. But they blast him with a stunning shot, at least six of them, and he just falls flat to the ground. While the baby Yoda starts using the Force and starts moving up closer and closer to him, and he wakes up, and he kind of gives this look like, well, shit, now time to go back to the ship and see what they didn't steal. They go back to the ship. He tries to see what they took. They took all the weapons, took everything else. Tries to start the ship. Both engines just shoot out smoke. So he gets back down. Walks with Baby Yoda over to Nick Nolte's character. Tells him that character is like, asking him all these questions and saying, oh, so this baby Yoda is the one that's been causing all the commotion. Well, I see you got it. Why aren't you left yet? And he's just like, he didn't say it, but he was saying, I need to go find the Jawa. And he's like, oh, yes, the Jawas. Of course, if you leave a ship there, Jawas are going to totally just pillage your ship. So, alright, well, let's go see if we can get your parts back. They take this long ride down to where the Jawas have set up shop for all the parts. They go and, they have all these, all the Jawas are on defense. And they tell the Mandalorian to lower his. He puts his stuff in the transport. And then they sit down in front of the fire and they start negotiating. And the Jawas are just like, hey, how about that egg? The Mandalorian's like, no dice. He didn't say no dice. I'm just, you know, saying that. And then, you know, they start fighting a little bit. And so the Mandalorian just like blows fire from one of his gauntlets and almost burns one of the Jawas. And the small guy, the Nick Nolte character, is just like, hey, you want to get your parts back? We got to be a little nicer. He's like, all right. So, the Mandalorian tries to speak Jawa, and the Jawa just laughs. And he's like, huh, your Jawa is a bit rusty and horrible. So Nick Nolte speaks to him in Jawa and says, hey, he would like his parts back. And so the Jawa's like, well, how about you go grab this egg for us, and we'll think about giving you all your parts back. So, the Jawas give him the coordinates. He walks off with the baby Yoda and finds out, you know, make sure everything he's, all of his weapons he's got is ready to go. Walks down into this tunnel and he's looking. He turns his light on, which, by the way, where did the light come from? From his helmet? He has nothing on his helmet and then all of a sudden there was a light there. I don't understand that part, but okay. Walks down there, is looking and seeing all these bones everywhere, and is noticing that he's, you know, getting a little over his head. And then an eye opens, and then we pan out to the baby Yoda, and the baby Yoda is seeing, he's hearing all this blasting sounds. And then he sees the Mandalorian get tossed out by this Star Wars looking rhino. I say Star Wars looking because I don't know what this creature looks like. He just looks like a huge rhino with a big horn. But it's the Star Wars universe, so a Star Wars looking creature. The Mandalorian's chest plate's all messed up. His rifle gets jammed and knocked out of his hand. His blaster gets knocked out of his hand. This Star Wars rhino creature is just knocking him everywhere, back and forth, until he charges at the Yoda figure, but the Mandalorian waves his hand and moves the Yoda figure, the Yoda baby, out the way. Then the Star Wars creature turns around and, you know, scrapes his hooves on the ground like a bull. And the Mandalorian pulls out his knife and sticks it straight out and hopes that he'll run, Star Wars creature will run, his head will meet the knife head on. That's what he's hoping. But right before he hits the knife, the baby Yoda sticks his hand out and lifts up the rhino Star Wars creature. And so now we get a glimpse of this baby Yoda using the Force. And it is very strong if this baby Yoda can lift this huge Star Wars creature. Lifts him up. You can start seeing the baby Yoda's hand start shaking. And then the baby Yoda passes out. And so does the rhino creature. He doesn't pass out, but he knocks over the Mandalorian. And then he falls, tries to get up. The Mandalorian uses his flamethrower to put him on fire a little bit, then stabs him straight in the temple, where the temple would be. The animal dies. Mandalorian gets up, jabs the knife in a little more, twists it, makes sure he's dead. Then goes back into the cave, grabs the egg, comes back. The baby Yoda has passed out and is sleeping. They give the egg to the Jawas. The Jawas cut the egg open. And they start eating the yolk. So essentially the baby. They start eating the baby, but in a liquid form. They celebrate. Nick Nolte's character and the Mandalorian have all of his ship parts back on the ship. They go back to the ship. It's nighttime by now. And the Mandalorian is like, ugh, I'm going to need, an hangar for this, to rebuild this. It's going to take a team. This is going to be months. I'm going to be stuck here in months. And then Nick Nolte character is like, well, if you don't help me, yes. If you do help me, then it'll be less. So there's this montage of both of them laying out the parts, grabbing each part and putting it back on the ship and putting panels back on. And by almost the end of the episode, their ship is repaired. And it's the sun is coming up. And the bounty hunter is telling Nick Nolte characters, like, hey, let me give you half the reward. You deserve it. And I thank you for it. And the guy's like, nope. You were my guest. And it was a pleasure to serve you. But I don't need anything. Thank you. So then he offers him to come along in his adventures. And again, Nick Nolte's like, no, it's been a long time since I fought very long and hard to be a free man. And you've brought peace to my land. So I thank you for it. And good luck on everything that you endure. And good luck with the child. The Mandalorian starts the ship up. Everything starts up. He brings the Yoda baby that's in the egg on the passenger seat, shakes it a little bit, see if he's still alive. You can see the baby Yoda sleeping a little bit, then wakes up. They take off into space. He's hovering there a little bit. The baby Yoda wakes up, looks at him and goes, kind of looks at him and gives this expression of like, all right, where to next? And so that's where we leave off from Chapter 2 of Mandalorian. Now, here's what's going on so far now, is that the Empire knew that there was a baby Yoda and a very strong Force user out there. They think the Emperor is dead. They think Darth Vader is dead. There's no more actual stormtroopers anymore. They don't have a base. So it was the last-ditch effort to hire a Mandalorian bounty hunter to go and bring back this new Yoda and bring it to them so they can kill it. And a new generation of Jedis won't be, born. But with the Mandalorian being an orphan and knowing the struggles of that, he is, he's struggling with doing what his tribe, following his tribe's laws and trying to do what's right. So I'm going to be interested to see what he does when he gets back to the city where it has the Empire guy, and see what he wants to do with the package, because it's about to pick up, and it's going to pick up for the rest of the time, and it's going to be fantastic. And I reiterate, it is a spaghetti western in the Star Wars universe, which is amazing. So, that is it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you go watch The Mandalorian, because it's fantastic. And I hope you guys have a great weekend. Remember to be thankful for what you have this next coming week, because, it's Thanksgiving, and we should all be remembering what we're thankful for. And even if you don't celebrate Thanksgiving, just, reflect on what you have good, or you're working towards that, and know that, just be thankful for what we got, and be thankful for the opportunities that you are trying to make for your lives. I don't know where I was going with that. All I'm trying to say is, be thankful for what you have, and be good to one another, and have a great rest of the weekend. And thanks for listening. Bye.